1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You notice she only counts to 2?
Is this mic on?
She only knows Hello? How to count to
Testing
2.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm on. I'm alive.
She doesn't even know how to count to 3.
Shut up.
Let alone 5.
Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's podcast day. It's episode 46, and you're with Badass Besties.
I told her that it was episode 46. She can't count that high.
Anywho, that's Miss Glam, always with the jokes. And this is your girl, Mo Hazel. How are you doing, Miss Glam?
I'm fabulous.
Mm-hmm. I bet so. You sound it, though.
I do. Good. I missed you.
I miss you, too, boo-boo.
I'm not boo-boo.
You don't like pumpkins, so...
Because you don't say it right.
Ah, bah. Anyways, let's get into Weekly Delight. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do this. Okay, so Weekly Delight, it's where we take a person, place, or thing, inspirational quote, it can be food, it can be books, it can be book boyfriends, just whatever is getting us through the week so we can get to Friday on a positive note. And with that being said, Miss Glam, you're up first.
My weekly delight is the lovely wine. No, I'm just playing. So my real...
Wine's always on deck here, you guys. Clink, clink.
Thank you, Frederick. My real weekly delight is family. Over the recent weeks, months, me and all of my girl cousins have been doing monthly get-togethers, which has been awesome.
That's great. You know what I didn't hear? Mo Hazel, who is air quote family, being included on this outing. But it's all good because I'm a play cousin. I know.
Now play cousins
aren't invited.
So you play cousins. Play sister.
Sister
now
cousin.
Play cousin.
It's all play. And either way, I'm not getting invited. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah, it's all good. But I'm happy at the bonding.
You've been busy.
Don't blame it on me. Don't do that.
And I can't help that I can barely get on your calendar.
Okay.
I have to go through tech support. This is how she treats me.
I keep you with the peasants and the squires.
And the ratchets.
And the ratchets. That's all right. But I'm glad you had an outing. So positive relationships and uplifting the family. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, my weekly delight was also outing. Nope, you did not.
See?
Me and tech support, we did an outing in St. Augustine, and we decided to do local food hop. We just went on the Yelp or Ask Surrey what restaurant we could find for breakfast, and then we sat and ate there, and then we drank a little. Then we talked a little and enjoyed the ambiance, enjoyed each other's company, and then when we were ready to move, we looked at Surrey again, picked another local spot, we moved to that spot, did lunch, enjoyed each other's company, and we just kept doing it until we got tired. And it was always all local places, and we just got to see and live through St. Augustine through the cuisine.
I want to do that.
Yeah, doesn't that sound cool?
It does.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you'll
didn't even get invited.
You'll gain weight after it for sure, and you'll definitely get drunk. But it was a fun time. It was a good time.
That I wasn't invited to.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
She's not even sad about it.
Nope. Are you ready to get into the topic?
I'm ready.
I'm so ready to get into this topic.
Yes,
I
know.
So want to go in. It's been a while since we did a headline topic. So the topic today is karma. What comes around goes around. The reason for this topic is Justin Timberlake. Do you love you some Justin Timberlake?
Nah, I don't know about today.
I mean, but do you like his music in general? You know what I mean? I love his music, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, homie was spotted in New Orleans with co-star Alicia Wainwright from the movie Palmer that they're filming in New Orleans. And apparently on this night outing, they were getting a little too friendly on a public balcony. 38-year-old Justin and 30-year-old Alicia. And by the way, 38-year-old Justin appeared to be intoxicated heavily. But the two were seen holding hands and placing their hands on each other's knees. And they were among a group of people, possibly production crew, we don't know, but they appeared to be a little too close. And I don't think wife Jessica Biel would be a happy wife knowing and seeing the visuals of her husband, of 7 years of marriage, mind you, getting close with a cutie like her. What do you think?
Is the co-star married?
Actually, I'm gonna look that up while you're talking, but it appeared she was single. There were no rings on her finger.
But he didn't have a ring on.
He actually did not. However, from sources, or meaning like when I was looking this up online, people were saying that it's possible that they came right off set to this outing. And if so, then he probably wasn't wearing his wedding ring because he was filming and the role he's playing is one of a single man.
So as a wife, does that fly for you?
Well, one, I wanted to know your initial reaction to what you saw. You saw pictures. I saw video. You saw pictures. So yes. What was your thought?
Obviously, lines were definitely blurred. And am I looking at this, if I was Jessica, oh, I'd be pissed. But I mean, he's Justin Timberlake. Do you blame his co-star?
Well, you got a point there. So I don't necessarily... okay, so real talk, he is a celebrity, right? So, and probably one that she, you know, might have thought was cute when she was young. Who knows? She probably grew up to NSYNC. You know what I mean? She's of that age to know the band. She might have thought Justin was like, oh my God, the hottest thing on earth when he came out with his first album or something like that, right? So from a celebrity standpoint, I understand the want to touch someone that's right there in your presence, someone that you've been around for at least a couple days or a couple weeks, depending on how long they were in New Orleans, right? I can understand that aspect, but the more you get to know this person, they become less of a celebrity and they become more human, right? And so,
in theory,
you know he's married. Do you really want to be that person to wreck the household? You know, I get it. It's Justin Timberlake. Who wouldn't want to try it? But in the end, when you get to know this person, I'm pretty sure you have to have a chemistry read and really connect with this person in order for their acting to be real. They become less of a celebrity and they become more of a human. So does it change once it goes from celebrity to human? The only reason why I say that and I linger on it is because it's not like this is some groupie at a club and he just happens to be drunk on the balcony.
That's
and
true.
You know, let me come slide in the VIP and sit right next to him.
That's true.
That's the only reason why I'm harping on
it. So, okay, here's a different
question.
She's
single.
Okay, so here's the different question, and I don't know this.
By the way, she's Jamaican descent.
Okay, so I don't know if he started the flirting or she started the flirting, but
irrelevant, but I'm with you.
No, if he started the flirting, it's Justin Timberlake.
Fine, we don't fault her, we fault him.
No,
I need to know, what are you saying?
No, they're both at fault, but I understand her struggle. It was Justin Timberlake.
It's Justin Timberlake. Listen, okay, full disclaimer. Go ahead, keep going.
Look, I may have told that line. It's Justin Timberlake.
Listen, full disclaimer, it's so funny. So let me tell you how I heard this news, because you heard this news through me. Let me tell you how I heard the news. So me and tech support are home, and my sister-in-law, who was a guest on the show before, shout out to her, she lets us know, did you hear about Justin Timberlake? No, what? She's like, Google him right now. And of course, that's the first thing that pops up. And I'm like, oh, he cheated. You know, I'm looking at the video and I see all this hand holding, the knees touching, and I can't help but observe that she's
chocolate.
And I'm like, and she's natural too. I'm like, then it, and that's okay. For full disclaimer, really, it's bad. It's bad. But
yes,
for 2 seconds, I rejoice that Justin Timberlake didn't forget about the chocolate girls and he still got love for us. Hey! Okay, that was it. And then I got over it. But for 2 seconds, I was like, oh.
If I meet him in the streets.
Oh, she cute and brown.
I got a chance.
Well, Jessica, we got a chance? You ain't the one? What? I mean, I did. I went there. That was really petty and bad. But then I brought it back to reality and I thought about her and this beautiful son that they have that I've never seen that I'm calling beautiful. But all children are beautiful, so we're going to call them beautiful. You know, he's married for 7 years. It ain't like they're newlyweds. That's inexcusable too. But they're deep in the game with their marriage. You know what I mean? They're almost at 10 years. So you should know better. You should know by now if your wife crazy. And
maybe
I feel like
she's
crazy.
Not crazy.
I just feel like if you know, this ain't your first rodeo in New Orleans, okay? I'm pretty sure you've done a concert in New Orleans. I'm pretty sure you have had the spirits, the drinks in New Orleans.
He looked really
drunk. He looked tore from the floor up. And then at one point, it looked like she was giving him another drink. Why? I guess she's young. You ain't young no more. You're not young.
Hey.
You can't do what these young bucks do.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, tech support just showed me a picture of Jessica Biel with Derek Jeter. Yeah, she used to get it back in the day, but what was the picture supposed to do? You just showed me a booty shot. She does have a booty. Okay, that's why he was with her. Fine. Is that what you're saying?
It's not about that.
It's not about her booty. Clearly, she didn't have melon. Okay, tech support, we're over it. Okay, I got you. You're showing me her booty. She does have a cute booty. She has a cute bum. So if you were Jessica Biel and you see the video before Justin told you.
Here's the thing. It's twofold. Because she's a celebrity.
So is he. So they're both.
I know.
On the same playing field.
I know. But it's.
I mean, this ain't no Kobe, Vanessa.
I know. But.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I know. But what I'm saying is it's embarrassing. Like, no matter what, she's getting shade right now.
So, would you take it as being innocent? Like, would you let him explain himself?
Well, that's different. I'm always the, here, give me your side. Because I want to hear it out the horse's mouth. But, I'm pissed. If I was Jessica, I'm pissed. Ain't nothing you can say that's gonna make me not pissed.
Okay, but see, here's where she went wrong. What you doing? Why you weren't in New Orleans?
Because I shouldn't have to follow you to behave.
Oh,
if I
absolutely
have to follow you to behave, there's a whole nother problem.
I agree. I'm just saying, I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sure she's there now.
In the trailer, every morning, on set. Know the director by the first name.
You know what? I wonder, Justin Timberlake's gonna be fine. He's just that big. I worry about Alicia.
Being with fans?
No. Is she, how big of a celebrity is she?
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to rate her like B, C, D, F or anything like that.
No, but
I'm
mean,
just
how
saying,
big is
I feel
she?
Like she's a newcomer. I've not heard of her before until this.
This thing will be
she's,
good for her
she
career.
She has done other things before, but
she
I have
looks
not heard
familiar.
Of her. So,
but
see,
I don't,
you know what I'm saying? She's not as popular as Jessica and Justin Timberlake.
So, what I mean is they have friends in the game. Jessica has a lot of friends. What is that going to do to her career? Because look, Jessica has friends in the game. Justin,
know.
He's already established. In the end, let's be honest, women suffer more than men in these
yeah,
types
do.
Of
this
things.
This is not going to look good for her, for sure. I don't know. Although, I will say this, real talk, I guarantee you that movie's going to make money.
Oh, yeah. Because I know, I don't even
everybody's
going to
want
to
see the chemistry
I
on set.
I
want to
see it.
Yeah.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because you are really wifey.
Oh, I am.
How would you feel? What is your first reaction? Do you watch the evidence?
Am I in celebrity mode? Like,
yes.
Same celebrity
yes.
feel.
Yes.
Tech support is Justin. I am Jessica.
Yes. Are you watching the video and then talking to your husband? Are you talking to your husband, then watching the video? Or not watching the video at all?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to want to watch the video. I would like to hope that my husband woke up sober, kind of remembering what's going on, and then tells me, and then proceeds to let me know, hey, and there's a video, and here's what's on it. I would like to hear it from him first, but if I got a news, like let's say Miss Glam texts me, Jessica Biel, and say, girl, did you see the video of your man? And sends it to my phone, boop. Yeah, I'm going to look at it. And then I'm going to have words. I feel like even if, because they're saying that it was harmless, it was innocent. And of course, they were with a group of people. Okay, whoever these sources are saying that it was innocent. I don't care. I don't care because at the end of the day, you both felt comfortable.
Now, wait, But it's alcohol involved.
Yep. Here's my theory on that. Again, I was bringing up earlier, he's been to New Orleans before. You know the liquor is strong, period. Point blank and simple, correct? So if you know liquor is strong, and even if you didn't know, you've never drank in New Orleans before. After one drink, you know it's strong. After a sip, you know that shit is strong, right?
Yeah.
So why continue to drink? Why continue to put yourself in a state where you don't even know how you're getting back to your room? And it could involve a girl helping you back to your room or hopefully a dude.
Well, I guess.
Why would you put yourself in that situation?
You know what? Where were their entourage, their people, the people who keep them out of trouble?
The assistants?
Where were those people?
I believe downstairs filming. From the street. 100%. I mean, where are they? You're right. Where are they?
Let's be honest. So if it was you, I'm going to be there going, let's go. Like, I'm going to look out for you. Where are the people looking out for them?
Clearly, they need to be fired. Those are the first people got to go. They're going to be the first people that go. I don't know. But I'm sure she doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, but I'm sure Justin does.
I'm pretty sure he does, too. And for all we know, it could have been one of them people on them balcony. Belligerated with liquor, too. Actually, he was the only one that looked drunk, by the way.
He was the one who looked really,
and
really...
Everybody else looked like a nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying to be disrespectful, but they look like people who we wouldn't recognize on the street, whether they're crew, friends, family, or possibly an assistant. He was the only one at a table full of drinks, propped up, looking like Bernie from Weekend at Bernie. He looked so poor and miserable, or just drunk and.
This is the first time he got out in ages.
I've never seen him like that. I mean, why you gotta drink that hard? You got a kid at home. Like, come on. You guys don't have fun.
That's why he drinking that hard.
You have liquor.
Uh-uh.
You have, first of all, he has his own liquor. He should have been drinking his own liquor, and he knew how to control the situation. That's foul number one. Two, you got on a hat. You trying to look like you don't want to get noticed. Foul number two.
No, that's how most celebrities are when they go out like that.
Three, you don't put her hand on your knee. You can't even say, well, she's flirting with me. You physically put her hand on your leg. Your leg.
But he was drunk.
You wanted her to touch you.
He was drunk.
You wanted her to have a physical touch.
He was having a relapse for when they were filming.
Nah, he forgot he used to like chocolate. That's what happened. Y'all messed around and been giving him, you know, vanilla co-stars all these years, and then you finally gave him a chocolate co-star, and he forgot how to act. He forgot.
Are you getting on a plane to New Orleans?
Possibly. Hey, time out. Every night, looking out balconies. Looking up. I'm just saying, you know, he didn't know what to do. He forgot.
No, okay, so question.
Yes.
Okay, so alcohol for you it's not going to make you any less mad.
It really doesn't. Actually, I will say without alcohol, I would probably be a little bit madder, or I would be more upset. That'd be the better word. I would be more upset. But without or with,
it's
I'm
still
pissed,
bad.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
So, but why are you pissed? Are
because
you pissed
if
about
you're gonna
the
use,
situation?
If you're going to use liquor as an out, why are you drinking? And I get it. It's New Orleans. Everybody's drinking. If Johnny fell off a bridge, do you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bring it there. You don't have to drink.
So,
you don't have to drink. I've gone out with people and said, I'm not going to drink. I have gone out with... So, like, for instance, when I travel, me and my friend, you don't like to talk about.
Why you have to say I
we
don't like
We pick
her.
A night.
I didn't say I didn't like
we
her.
Both don't get tipsy. One of us does. And honestly and truly, we really don't even get tipsy. We just say, if you want to drink, and I drink at max maybe two drinks. And in New Orleans, I never drink anything that said you need more than one person to drink the drink. You know what I mean? Like, I never remember, I'm not going to say I wasn't nice on my days that I was allowed to drink, but I was never like Justin Timberlake propped up doll on the wall type scenario. You know what I mean? And when I'm in groups, I have no problem with saying no if I need to. Or I'm like you said, I don't have assistance, but I'm with someone that I know will take care of me.
So, okay.
You're with a group of people you've only known for, I'm assuming, weeks. Now, in all fairness, I don't know if any of those people are his, like, ride or die friends. Mm-hmm. But you need to get them out, because that's not a ride or die if no. they saw you in the corner. Because I refuse to believe that the people that were off screen talking in the cut, not one person saw you yeah. flirting with her yeah. or touching her or hand on the knee.
Well,
y'all weren't really hiding it. I know at one point the hand was under the table, but the table was see-through.
Well, do you think this is a situation of I finally got caught? This was nothing out of the ordinary. Someone just happened to film it?
You mean to tell me like this has happened before?
Yeah, which is Ooh. Why people didn't think anything of it to say, stop.
Wow. Wow. I'm not going to go there. I mean, meaning like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to say something about it, I feel like the comfort level that they had made me ponder if them two have had a little bit of a flirty. I'm not going to say sex is involved or, you know, kissing was involved. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to go there. But the flirting among the two, building up to even to this point where you feel comfortable to touch some thighs made me wonder if they had flirted before. Yeah.
So
I'll say with her, I feel like, I don't want to say, but I feel like it's happened to certain extent before on set.
So,
you know, around the production time.
Yeah. So just what we saw video picture wise.
Which is all assumptive, by the way. We're being yeah. assumptive, you know, yeah. none of what we're saying is fact. Fact is he did have his hand on her leg. She had it on his and they were holding hands. And he was drunk on a New Orleans balcony at night with a group of people with her present.
Yes.
But outside of that, we are just totally speculating.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hands on the thigh.
Yeah.
Some chick has
a thick thigh.
Has
juicy thigh.
Their hands on tech support's thigh. And tech support has his hand on her thigh. That's yep. all that goes down.
A you hand mad? Getting chopped off. Point blank. I'm old school. You know how they say if you steal, a hand get cut? You touch a thigh, hand get cut. That's how I roll. What's up? What's the question?
Okay. Tech support holds hands with another chick.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that happens. You still upset?
And I truly had proof that that was
that's all that,
that
happens.
Is.
They hold hands. He gives her a hand massage.
I mean, that's a conversation.
Okay. So
I'm not saying I would leave Justin
I know.
But
I'm not saying that. So hand
and I'm not just saying that because it's celebrity
no,
either.
No, I know. Yeah. Hand holding is one level. Thigh touching is another.
That ain't good.
Why?
Because you're inches away from her poom poom. You're inches away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's nothing else happens. So it's about.
I understand. Don't. That's why I said I don't know if I'm going to leave you. But please know that you have just brought down the trust level way big, and that you have made it to where now I'm paranoid, and I'm definitely for sure need to be everywhere you are. And yeah, so you might as well just figure out how to get out this contract because we ain't filming. Fuck that. Like, shut down set. Shut it down. Shut it down. Pay them their money, and they need to replace you. We need to have a PR person come out with, you know, and the role of Justin Timberlake just got replaced with, you know, Joy Fatone. I mean, like, you can't. It's not happening anymore.
So
you know
no
what I mean?
More making out on set
no,
for legitimate
no.
reason.
You can't look at her. You can't talk to her. Get rid of her number. She's dead to us. And I'm going to put out a subliminal message on social media. And I don't know what the Jessica Biel fans are called, but I'm be like, if you see her on site, cut her. hey, Beyonce, I need you to put out a bat alert and tell the Beehive to go get her. Somehow make it and spin it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying I'm going to leave, but I'm just saying, like, we got some rules and boundaries that you're about to abide by because we have a child. And that makes it different. You know, I can't just leave for my son. And I also can't just break up what I would hope would have been a happy home up until that moment that you changed my life. So there's going to be a lot of counseling and a lot of talking this out and figuring out, like, you're okay. And by the way, you know, you're in a doghouse, right? Like, you owe me so big on this.
So, question.
Yes.
All right. Let's change the scenario just a little bit.
Okay. He ain't famous.
No, kick rocks.
Go home to your mama.
He's famous. You know, same situation.
Yes.
But it doesn't play out in the media. Meaning.
Okay. Oh, I found it. Let's say you videotaped it and sent it to me.
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'm still going to be mad. I'm still going to be mad.
No. But are you less mad because you're no longer embarrassed?
No. Nope. Behind the doors mad and public mad are going to be the same level.
Okay.
The only thing is I'm not going to talk about it in public. That's it. But my mad level is still going to be the same. It's going to be at a 10, you know, a 100. It's not going to change. I see the video. It's between me and you anyway.
Well,
our marriage. And if just I sent because the you video, put it in public,
he was cut and in the hospital and I sent it because I need you to know why I cut your husband.
Sure. I got your alibi. But yeah, it wouldn't change. The only thing that changes when you make it public is now I have to get involved with a statement. Now I
do
got
to. Do
you
think she going to come out with a statement? Would you come out with a statement? No.
They don't have to necessarily come out with a statement, but I guarantee you they have to. Like, for instance, there was a picture that is floating around that shows her. And I don't know. Now, in all fairness, I don't know if this was truly taken in real time, but it was allegedly the first picture of her in the public since the breaking of the news. And she appeared to have the wedding ring on and smiling. So there's this level of you have to show that you're happy, you know, just like how Jay-Z and Beyonce, they had to do the family pose after the elevator, right? So even if I'm not coming out with a statement, I have to do something. Yeah. There's going to be public damage. Yeah. That shows that I am happy and I'm team, you know, our marriage. And now you made me involved. So, yeah, it might be a little slightly madder, but I'm going to be mad regardless. It's just the difference is now you got me involved with. Now I have to show the public that I'm not mad. And if I'm staying with you, sure, we're going to do that. But no, behind the scenes, when I shut that door, my eyes are going to cut you. You know what I'm saying? It is. It just really is. It's not, there's no way around it. I don't know. What about you?
I mean, I'm mad because it's a violation of trust. To me, if I found out from others versus him, that's going to be my level of mad. If I found out from someone other than you, then as far as I'm concerned, you were never going to tell me until you got caught.
Right. Absolutely. And that's how I feel. And that's how, even if it's not true and you're just waiting for the right time, if you don't try to figure out and beat me to the punch, you know, beat the media to the punch, that's how it's going to appear.
Yeah.
Every single time. And we don't know. Maybe he did tell her. We don't know. But wow. Right now, so you only saw the pictures of the hands and the position of the hands. They had already started taking the video down. And the little video that I showed you, it edited their connection, their touching all the way out. So that's another level of, I get it. It's embarrassing to her. Shut it down. But to me, it also looks guilty in the public eye.
Well, we're assuming that Justin and Jessica want it down.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Alicia, I wouldn't want that down. That's my career.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want it down.
No, that's my career.
That's my start of my future.
No.
Jessica gonna leave you, so I'm right here. Let's start our relationship.
No, Jessica not leaving.
Let's Brad and Angelina the shit.
Justin not leaving.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How would you feel if he left her for Jessica? I mean, if he left Jessica for her. How would you feel if he left
Jessica? I mean, Jessica, I'm an outsider looking in, but I need to get on a plane to New Orleans. Like, between me and you, we might be in there. You know, I love you, tech support, but we trying to get houses paid off and shit.
So you're saying if you see them...
We going to New Orleans. We got an in. We got an in. Road trip. We got an in. We can find out. Like, you've been there. You know what that balcony looked like.
I do.
We can find
it. It's on Bourbon Street.
We can find it.
It's on Bourbon Street, for
knock,
sure.
Knock, knock. I got some of our old tech college clothes.
Tech support is smacking his teeth and rolling right. his eyes. He's like, whatever.
You
hey,
a hater?
Side note, you can find Jessica Biel in L.A., I'm sure. She got a little booty. Yeah, look, see?
She going see? Chocolate, too.
Everything works out. Everything works out. I'm telling you. So here's the other thing, because I'm petty like that. I'm not going to lie. If I was Jessica and I forgave, you better not say nothing when I get this next job and it's with a foreign actor. Don't ask me. Don't be, hey, babe, I just was calling to say goodnight. No, it's going straight to voicemail. Like, I'm going to make you ponder and think and wonder because I'm petty like that. Like, you, I'm not saying I'm going to do anything, but I'm going to make you ponder and wonder. I'm not picking up my phone. I'm going to be petty. The opportunity I get just to show you
worse?
How you made
that makes
me
it
feel.
Worse. That makes it worse. He knows how he makes
he
you feel.
He better not say nothing. That's taking one for the team.
Really?
I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I'm just saying, I'm going to use my hall pass. You just created a hall pass for me, and you better hope it ain't George Clooney. Hello. You better hope it ain't Idris.
Yes. Hall pass.
Hall pass. You just gave me a hall pass.
Oh, you mad? You mad, tech support?
I don't know. It's hard to say, but.
Well, I guess... I go back to, it's Justin Timberlake.
He like chocolate.
He do.
Hey, we always knew it.
New Orleans is only 6 hours.
Listen, I'm not trying to break my
it's
happy
a long
home.
Weekend.
You know what, you being messy. Okay, so what's the moral? Let's wrap this up. What is the moral? What should we get out of this?
Don't get caught on camera.
What's the moral? What should we get out of this?
Don't get caught on camera.
Have good people in your circle.
Have a Miss Glam. I
don't drink New Orleans liquor.
You did?
Not like that. He had 12. I'm joking. I'm exaggerating. But he had 6 cups on that table. He was looking like he got date rape drugs. Like, he looked like somebody roofied him.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he look like that?
Really?
Can
did.
I ask a question?
What?
I don't want to go there, but what if he was confirmed roofied? Does that change anything? I think it does.
So if tech support,
I think I could give him an out.
Tech support came to you and said, "Here's my test results. I was roofie. You gonna forgive all that shit?"
Yeah.
I would.
Date rape drugs are real. Like,
no
disrespect.
I
agree. They're odorless, they're colorless.
No,
and
I agree.
They make you black out.
But you still.
He looked kind of blacked out. Because you can still be animated. Trust me.
But that doesn't explain
I got stories.
Him putting her hand.
Not a lot of stories, but I got
thigh.
A couple stories. Listen, I've gotten Vegas drunk and I've gotten cruise boat drunk. And let me tell you, I blacked out, couldn't tell you what happened, but the people that were with me, aka tech support or family, of course, I was with people that I knew and trusted, but they could tell you everything that I did, and I was still going through the motions, but at a certain point, I blacked out, and the next moment is waking up. So there's a possibility of that. I don't think that was the case. I'm being real extreme here.
But
I would offset for that. Yes.
But. Did you do anything inappropriate?
My people made sure I was good.
No, I understand that.
I mean...
But did you even hint to doing something inappropriate?
I did, but like on the cruise ship, I did. But okay. In all fairness, it was to tech support.
Well, that's different. It was tech
you
support.
You asked. I'm being honest.
No, but did you try to do something to someone else? You didn't.
No. Never
so
did.
I guess that's my thing is even. But if you I were
but
roofied,
I think. But in all fairness, if Jessica Biel was there, then he would be touching, feeling on her.
But I guess what I'm saying is, even if you were that intoxicated, would you have flirted to that level with someone?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've been with but you when you've been lit.
When I tell you, okay, you but here's why I say I don't know. Because I did some dumb stuff.
No, I guess while what I'm blacked out is,
drunk. I only did, was blacked out drunk is, twice, but I did some dumb stuff.
Most of the time with the, like the roofies and the, you know, and that type of, you know, drugs in your system.
Yeah.
You don't have control. That's kind of how they get you. As far as I'm aware, you don't have any, like, you're not trying to flirt with a guy. They're dragging you out the club because you're unconscious.
Right.
So, you see what I'm saying?
I feel like they are, but I feel like there's a window of when you're not.
I don't
totally
know. I've been
but I don't,
blessed that
again,
I've been in that
situation. I don't really know, but again, all I can speak to is blacked out drunk. You know, I'm not saying I did stuff like that where I'm touching on another individual. I did silly, stupid stuff, you know, like ordering pizza and eating two bites and calling it a day, or you know, grinding on my hubby in front of all these people, including his sister. You know, I mean, like weird stuff. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, it was funny and all in fun. It's just one of those. You know what I mean? Like the next day, like, you know, that's shame, but not like anything where I feel like it was detrimental to my life, my marriage, my career, or anything like that. But, you know, I don't remember. And they would be like, girl, y'all remember like dancing on top of a table? Or girl, y'all remember, you know, singing loud, blah, 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 or whatever. You know, girl, y'all remember being laid out on the balcony? Like, I didn't remember any of it. I couldn't even tell you how I got back to my room. But I was animated all the way through, apparently. Mm. That's what I'm saying. So he looked it kind of like how I looked it. That's the only reason why I'm going there.
And that's why I asked you if alcohol made a difference.
It does, but I would have to know how truly intoxicated he was. And that's between me as a wife.
Yeah.
But in regard to what the public opinion says, they have every right to think what they thought, because at the end of the day, like, for instance,
he put himself in a situation he shouldn't have been in.
Right, because for instance, when the times that I was blacked out drunk, I never blamed anybody for, you know, you got me drunk. No, I drank the liquor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At any point in time, I could have said, I'm going to stop at 2. I never did. So I don't blame people. Now, the only thing I will say is tech support over there was shaking his head over the things we said. But when I was on a cruise boat going down a little rabbit hole, this fool and his sister, when I'm all laid out on the balcony, you know, about to die, they over here posing and taking selfies like, we got a Bernie over here. Let's get the pictures. So they had no problem showing the pictures the next day at breakfast. Like, you remember that? No, that's how I know what I did, because they had pictures. Now, don't get me wrong. These pictures can circulate on the internet. I don't care, because it ain't going to get me in trouble like Justin's in trouble. Yeah. But, you know, it was for the laugh with the family. And it's one of those teaser type scenarios.
I know not to drink with y'all.
I'm serious. And they supposed to have my back. That's why I said if assistants were Justin, they're the first ones fired. First one's fired. And then whoever it had that camera, I need y'all to get the street cameras and find out who was on their cell phone taking that picture zoomed in, because I'm going to get them next. Like, I'm offing them. Like, I'm going to call a mobster and get them off. Like, it makes no sense. It seems almost like a setup. Like, it's not. It is what it is, because at the end of the day, you didn't have to hang with them.
Yeah.
But it looks like a setup a little bit. How convenient. Like, I'm sorry. I get it's Justin Timberlake. I get it. And when you zoom in, it looks like Justin Timberlake. Hey, it is very clear. But from the angle of the camera, you're doing it from up there. You're from the street level. I can't say at night that I was Justin Timberlake. Okay.
So here's let's be real.
Unless I followed you like a paparazzi.
Let's be honest. If you were famous and tech support was famous and you couldn't be on set, you know all week we don't have somebody watching tech support. Now, I don't know how the film or, you know, the recording got to the internet, but I'm going to have the film because I need an alibi, you know, and I need you to understand why you now a widow.
But my house is paid off.
Your house is paid off.
My cars are covered.
Your cars are covered.
New life, new slate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But, like, it's not a setup. You knew I was there. You knew I was keeping an eye. And it wouldn't have gotten that far. It would have been the whole hand holding, snap, snap, take a picture, take a little recording. Now I'm going up the stairs. Like, it wouldn't have gotten that far. So that's the only reason why I think it couldn't have been someone close to Jessica.
Or like I said, someone who you think is your friend or you think are people that are chill with you and they're really fake and phony and they are down for you. They don't care. They don't care. They're not invested in you or your family.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gotten that far. The first hint, like honestly, for you, maybe someone else I would have taken a recording or a picture. For you, I wouldn't have taken a recording or picture because I knew you would trust my word. I would have handled the situation. I'd have went up the stairs. Time for you to go. And dragged his ass to his room, locked the door, and don't think you going anywhere. As I'm on the phone with you telling you, get your ass to New Orleans. What the hell were you thinking?
You know what? I will say this. I feel like he owes her a public apology. 100%.
Yes, I think so.
If you got it from Britney Spears back in the day and you managed to, because I remember it, he went on 2020 or something like that and he proceeded to tell his side of the story. He was quick to, you know, have no problem with talking about her in a way that made her look guilty, which she was, and she admitted to it. But I mean, he made sure to hear, let it be known, his version and how he was hurting on top of the vengeful videos that have the actresses that looks like the girl and you're enacting revenge on her and, you know, all these songs that were inspired by her, right? So I feel at the least you can do is give her a public apology or do a public gesture that would make it just as grand and happy and positive as the opposite reaction you just gave. That's with true. This video circulating around. I feel at the very minimum he owes her that.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But that wouldn't do anything for me. That just confirms your guilt to me.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
It would
make me feel better that you went and
try to do damage control. Yes. Try to clean it up. Yes. Show that you're invested in that.
Yes.
You don't
that
want
you
the marriage
want
to
end. Protect me at this point.
You're choosing me over her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So we kind of went into final thought, but let's wrap this up. What? Anything else you want to say on this before we move on?
I really wouldn't break up a happy home. I really wouldn't, but
it's Justin Timberlake!
Yes!
And he likes chocolate!
Yes!
Yay, chocolate! And natural? And natural? And natural.
So, like, it's just Justin. Can I just borrow him for like one night?
All I'll say is Justin.
One night.
Listen.
Just one night.
She's so silly. And then send her a bouquet. Just like, thank you for allowing me the one night. You're the real MVP, Jessica. You're the real MVP. Listen, Justin, you ain't young no more. Don't be drinking like these young 30-year-olds. You are about to be damn near 40. That's one.
Watch yourself. You in that same boat.
Okay, but I ain't out here on balconies. Clearly, I know that I'm damn near 40
age.
As well.
You know your age.
I know my age.
You know your lane.
I know my lane. But yeah, you know, really, truly, if you know that you can get to a level of being blacked out drunk, don't drink that heavily with people you don't trust around you or people you don't really know like that. I get it's the crew, celebrate, or your co-star, celebrate. Yeah, limit that shit. Two drinks and stop. And if it's New Orleans liquor, really one drink and stop. Just saying. All right, so let's move on to Petty Word of the Day. It's where we take a brand new word out the dictionary that we just learned, and we study it, absorb it, and teach it to you. But when we teach it to you, we put it in sentences that are not the normal sentences, but in fact, petty sentences. So with that being said, Miss Glam, you are first.
My word is malaise.
Mayonnaise?
No, malaise. It's a noun. Actually, I think, a French word. It means a vague sense of mental or moral ill-being.
Girl, I know this ain't about me.
Mm-hmm. For those who have been on this podcast journey with us, they will understand that my malaise is courtesy of Mo Hazel.
Wow. You are a jerk. My word, sympaternal.
Sympathetic? I know. I am sympaternal. So sympathetic to your...
Sympaternal.
Sympaternal.
It's an adjective.
Turtle.
Sympaternal.
Sympaternal.
And it means of never-ending duration. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because this can go one of two ways. It can be really nice.
It's the opposite, but if it makes you feel better, I threw daggers at both of us.
And this is why I feel, or I have, constant malaise.
Sympaternal. When Miss Glam and myself get into a heated debate, it will appear to be loud and sympaternal to tech support.
Yes, that's true. That's
very true. That He's shaking his true. Head. He is so upset.
I swear, the Oscars. Ugh.
That's all you need. Just... one argument over the Oscars.
You know what?
And Frederick, it'll change.
Frederick,
tech I need more life. Wine. All right, Miss Glam. Well, that's the show today. Do you have anything left to say?
It's Justin Timberlake.
And we are out.